Urban Reggae Zone. Episode 19.
Well, you know, once again, it's the original Ranking Screw in the place in your face. Welcome to Urban Reggae Zone. You're listening to New Artist Radio every time. You know the program is always about mannerism upbringing, and culture. We have Junior Toots in the studio, son of the legendary Toots, Igor Toots and the Maytals. Yes. Yeah, welcome, my brethren, once again.
This is Urban Reggae Zone.
Welcome, Toots. How you doing, sir?
Large up Urban Reggae Zone listeners and fans. Yes, Ranking Screw, you don't know your respect is large every time to the top, you know? Yeah, to the highest degree. And that's the thing, you know?
Respect every time.
Principle, discipline, the whole nine. Strictly roots and conscious culture. You don't know it's Junior Toots life. In effect, the vibes God. Underground, you don't know. Top of the thing. Yeah.
Tell them about it. Yeah, man. Hear me now. Long time I see the man out there doing thing, you know? And I make some music and I keep it going and I keep the faith, keep it strong. How long have I been doing this?
Well then, my virgin Ranking Screw, you know how we do. Some I say we old and some I say we new. But we are staying at the balance, yo. We not falter and we not stop. Yo, from the bottom to the top, till it's a wrap. Yeah, yeah man, years we not the thing, my family. And we come a long way, you know.
Still keep it moving, eh?
Still keep it moving and still keep the pressure on in the car. It's all about the commitment. And anything I and I do, I put it all my heart tonight. So that is the pressure, you know. So you have to put metal to the metal, you know. So it's like if you're going to work, you have to step on it because you want to reach on time. So this whole career for me is a lifetime tradition. It's not just career, a musical thing for money or work, but it's also a liberty, you know, so I'm living it. I'm living my works and, you know, I'm pleased with the outcome because you can't just live for yourself or for your wants and your needs. You have to live for other people and, you know, I'm sharing the music and sharing a big part of myself and, you know, yeah, so it's a duty.
Same, and the purpose. So within your travels, yeah, you have any problem like you feel like people not pushing your music enough, like getting you out there, you wanna speak on it?
Yeah, well, as far as getting out there, whatever great accomplishment or whatsoever I have not accomplished yet, I completely hold myself responsible for that task. There are many people that know about Junior Toots. And still the world is a great place. There are many cities and towns that no one has heard of my music. So that is why I have to be vigilant, constantly promoting, doing shows, and stay on top of the game because a lot of people still yet have to know about me. And I take full responsibility for myself because if something's going to happen, you're going to have to make it happen. So therefore, you know, the more people I want to hear my music is the more I push it, the more I put people in place that will play it. Some of them I pay them, some of them they play for free. But, you know, some of it is private radio, some of it is public. Some of it is online streaming. Some of it is radio. Some of it is internet. Some of it is mobile phone. And, you know, some of it is texting and some of it is Twitter. So, it's all about what you can handle and the educational standpoint that you're taking from it, the marketing and the promotion and your family and your team and what you can do. Because, like I said, if something's going to happen, you're going to have to make it happen. And I'm full aware of that. Years of experience have taught me that. So, I just work hard and I invest in the music and whatever money that come from the music, I reinvested in the music to market and promote myself because I'm my own label. And, you know, so I've been promoting independently for 15 years now. So we're getting somewhere now. And I'm pleased, you know, because nothing good come easy. And I learned a lot of good knowledge along the way. So now I started out touring with Toots and the Maytals, just being a guest artist and songs here and there and opening up. But now I took some time off the road and gathered my skill and harness know what it takes to stand up as an artist and work collaboration and work on my own as a solo artist. You know?
I was gonna ask you that question if you know if you ever run into that kind of thing. Well, because you was the great Toots Ebert's son, you know, many people know who Toots is, you know, is a legend. So if you don't know who Toots is, you should go look him up on Google it. Yeah? You ever run in a people just, I feel like you just a follow your father's footstep and you're not really doing your own thing?
Well, I have the family name and the family responsibility and the lineage to carry on. When people say my father's work is in his time and is now, and my work started a while ago and is carrying on to now. So, we have our works differently. I think divinely that it is my destiny to carry on my father's works. So, I have my own identity and I've been pushing my own music. If you look at JuniorToots.com, and if you've been following me, if you're just hearing about it, you can search on YouTube and see videos from the past, and have a record of working and doing my own individual stuff as well as work with Toots and other artists. So
yes.
So yeah, it's never been a problem, you know. Even though the bar is set high by my dad being a legend and been in the business for years upon years, I embraced that challenge and you know, for a while when I was younger, it was kind of fearful. But I embrace it, and when you embrace anything you fear and learn to love it, then you know, then you conquer the fear, and you also get you know, to a victory in a sense that you can conquer that fear that you fear.
So you're free.
The thing that I fear the most is what I love the most now, which is music and writing music. I love it. You know, it's a good feeling, and yeah, my dad is a legend and I respect him to the max. He's a great dad and a great father to me and my brothers and my sisters. I have a big family, cousins and everyone. And so, you know what I mean? It's a natural life. It's not nothing put on or nothing taken away.
Yeah, born in it. Yeah, because I know Uptown and I know most of the man them around and lots of the family members and everyone where I know them play instrument and sing, is it? So yeah we know, so there I come from it. True-blooded. Here is If Africa Not Free by Junior Toots.
Urban Reggae Zone. Episode number 19 on New Artist Radio.
Equal rights and justice. Equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. Listen, if Africa for humanity, yeah. Let's righteousness stand up for all you and me, yeah. Oh, we can stop all these wars and crimes and casualties, yeah. Listen, until all Africans are free, able to rule and control our own destiny, and joy and good reason. The people in a trouble and we have to get them out. Rope round them neck and call this and them short. Kidnap my people and they put them in a boat. If Africa not free, there'll be no equal rights and justice for humanity. And adversities, when it should be one hope, one name, and one destiny. Divisions of church and state and military, weapons of wars, that's not really necessary. Too much bone a dig up, too much man a give up, too much man a destroy, when them should have been up. Africa no free, there'll be no equal rights or justice for humanity.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 19
on New Artist Radio.
If Africa no free by Junior Toots. Yeah, my man. That song is wicked. To talk about the freedom and the culture. If Africa no free, yeah. You know, say the whole way I go so far. Because them have we under bondage, ain't it? Mental slavery and all kind of thing. Which we bring we to, you know, say the program is all about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. You know, when you was growing up with your parent, they were sure to teach you about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. Can you tell the people, you know, talk a little bit about your upbringing?
Well, my upbringing was, I was born in St. Mary. I was created, I should say, by the Almighty. You know, when I was a child, I spent my childhood in St. Mary, Jamaica. And when I was about 6 months old, my mom came to America. And my father was on his musical journey. So I spent most of my time with my grandparents, my mother's mother and my mother's father on a wide farm range, and I learned the meaning of discipline and duty and keeping the balance with the environment that I was in and doing my part and being on top of things, such as getting the animals in before nightfall so they would be safe from wild dogs, are safe from hanging themselves, are getting astray, are getting stolen, and getting water for the house so my grandmother wouldn't have to do it. Being dutiful to help my grandfather plant banana and plant yam and plant cocoa and you know, harvest the fruits and plant them when the time was right and burn the cornfield and cut sugar cane, and you know, those things is what give you character and, you know, give you what it takes to go through life, because, you know, it was a lot of good things and happy times growing up. So eventually when I was about 11 or so, I went to live with my dad in the city and spent some time there. Then when I was about 14, I came to America. First time I went on an airplane was to come to America. So it was again discipline with my mom, because it was me, my mom, and my younger brother, 7 years younger than me. So I was 14, he was 7. And it was my responsibility to take care of him, because my mom was working constantly to take care of me and my brother and the household. And so it was me, you know, my responsibility to do well in school and, you know, do well in social life outside of school and to protect myself and my brother when my mom was away, and to keep the house running and keep my brother and me, myself in condition. and learning mode and to be progressive even outside of our mother's presence. So yeah, manners is definitely, you know, in the roots of my family. My grandmother was the cornerstone of our church, and she took me with her to take care of the sick and to make beds and to take care of people that were bedridden. And so from a youth, you know, I didn't really understand all those things, and I used to even argue with my grandmother because sometimes it would be raining hard, heavy storm, and she would say, we have to take this food over here and we have to go do this and we have to go do that. And I say, Grandma, we don't have to do it. What happened to these people's family? Why don't they come? My grandmother would say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. And, you know, something like that. And just say, Clay, you don't understand. She called me Clay because my real name is Clayton. You know? She said, Clay, you will understand when you get older. And the Lord will bless you for doing good for these people.
Yeah.
And I would just listen to her say that and never really understood it. I just kind of felt like, man, this is kind of just like crazy. We're just taking care of people we don't know. And I love my grandmother, and, you know, and she's going out. I got to go with her. So sometimes, you know, in Jamaica, there wasn't any electricity at the time in my country area, so it was, you had to carry up a lamp. So I would like to carry the lamp sometime at night. I just go with my grandmother during the day to carry the Bible, and, you know, just to carry the tambourine, and you just walk and talk, and people say, yes, your grandson is looking good, you know, like he's gonna be in the church and he's gonna be a good boy. And my grandmother would say, you see it? So keep discipline and stay good and stay out of trouble and don't tell lies and don't steal, and, you know, so yeah, man, discipline, that is what grew me and helped me to understand the world and understand that you cannot just live for yourself. And, you know, when you live for other people too, you will always have enough for yourself. So it was a great upbringing, and I give thanks. It's not a regular upbringing because I didn't grow up with my parents. Actually, seen my parents together once when I was about 16. I see my mother and my father together. Other than that, I never seen my parents together. But in my grandparents, and between, you know, the love that I have for my parents and as much time I spend with them, you know, because they're busy and they're working and the different circumstances. But I'm come through a lot of, everyone have unique circumstances. And I know that I don't have unique circumstance, but those are some of the circumstances who made me who I am right now. And sometimes you have to go through great discipline if you want to achieve the greater things in life. Sometimes even things that you think is what you should achieve, if you learn discipline and you realize that you don't need certain things. But then there are other things that, because of your discipline and your principle, that you must achieve. So it depends on what your story is in life, you know. But discipline will carry you through the world. So definitely I say to everyone, the youth them especially, be disciplined. And that is what is going to determine what you can achieve. Because if you have no discipline, then you just want to take the easy road. The easy road usually lead to nowhere, to dead end.
Yeah. Well, you heard it from Junior Toots. You hear what the man say. Listen. Keep listening. Play this program over and over when you hear it too. When you go up on YouTube or whatever and you hear Urban Reggae Zone with Junior Toots, keep repeating what this man talk about, because he told you about what it is like growing up. All right? And that mean, we have so much discipline within ourselves and our culture back home that we can literally raise ourselves, because our community around us steer us in the direction that we're supposed to be. Praise Jah. Well, right about now, here is Praise Jah by Junior Toots featuring April Amani.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 19.
Still around,
Lift up your voice and sing.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Praises to the King of Kings.
Oh, praise the King.
His name 6 days of work and then keep his Sabbath. Earthquake, lightning, brimstone and cloud. Judgment come off of them plating of the lap. Look how much doors should I open and yet steal them lap. Babylon amper they out them and keeping them back. Instead of feed up the children them keeping them slap. Slaughter the innocent sheep and cow calf. And them reap from the prophets sit back on Allah. Swear say them got it but them don't know they are. Lift up your voice and rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Praises is you unto
me. Rejoice.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Rejoice. Rejoice.
Praises to the King of Kings.
Oh, praise the King.
His name observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. Earth is the Lord and Jah is the glory. King Emmanuel the seventh and Marcus Garvey. Say study on the aims and know your history. Or you will die like a slave in a cloud of mystery. Set up some business in the industry. Create some jobs and some opportunity. Educate the children cause it's necessary. Help out the people in the community. Take them out the jailhouse and the penitentiary. Yeah. Lift up your voice and rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Praises is you unto me.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Praises to the King of Kings.
Oh, praise the King.
Just rhyme me now. Get us some bono like some old cigar. Follow the road that lead me to Jah. No for turn aside and I follow Jah. That's why the wicked men clutching at a straw. Now defend a justice, now defend a peace. If you conquer the devil, if you slaughter the beast. Stand up for righteousness and love will increase. Take over the dark south, west and east. Lift up your voice and rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Praises is due unto him.
Rejoice.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Rejoice. Rejoice.
Praises to the King of Kings.
Oh, praise the King.
Lift up your voice and rejoice.
Rejoice. Rejoice.
Praises is due unto him.
Rejoice.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Rejoice.
Praises to the King of Kings. Lift up your voice and rejoice.
Rejoice.
Praises is you unto me.
Rejoice.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Rejoice.
Praises. Holy Emmanuel, I King Selassie I the first, Joe Rastafari.
Praises and praises by Junior Toots. Yes, Junior Toots, first of all, I man would love to thank the I for being here on Urban Reggae Zone. Do you have some things you'd like to say to the people before you step out?
Whoa, whoa, yo, 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 yeah, this is Junior Toots, I don't know, live Urban Reggae Zone, DJ Rankin Screw, original artist, you see me, I say, represent the Bay. And that's how things stay. Even now. Cost of living keep getting so high. And the youth them are so far and can't get no blind. Economical pressures of the people them are crying. And there's no change inside for you, no right. With the justice day. Where the justice day. Hey, don't know. Yeah, man, so make sure you love your brother. Make sure you love your sister. And we could treat each other with justice, you know? Yeah, man, because if something's not happening, We have to check ourselves and make sure it's not our fault. So make sure you keep the love flowing and keep the love growing. This is Junior Toots, Urban Reggae Zone. I'm in the mix, I'm in the place, I'm in the building. And you don't know, we have to keep it locked. You don't know. See? Yeah. Yeah, man, I want to say big up to the Berkeley area, big up to San Francisco area. Big respect to Amanda, big respect to Ginger. You don't know. See? Yeah, Junior Screw, the whole family inside the house. You see me, I say? Yeah, man, Los Angeles. You see me, I say, Ukiah, Sonoma. See? The whole place. Santa Rosa, the whole, you know? Yeah, man, San Jose. You know, Santa Cruz. Yeah, man, right round, and I'm saying from California to New York, seeing to South America, to Jamaica, the whole Caribbean, to the great Africa, you know? Yeah, man, to the great Europe, you know? Yeah, all over the world, you know? Yeah, send up respect and my prayers to the people in Japan, you know? And also to the people in Haiti, you know? Yeah, and also the people in Louisiana, you know? Rain don't fall at one man's house, you know? So when you see your neighbor in trouble, just prepare for the trouble when it pass your doorstep. Yeah, man, so we pray for redemption of everyone who lost their life. And we pray for the people that is homeless. And we pray for the people that is hungry. And we pray for the widow. And we pray for the infant that they will be protected, you know. Yeah, man, the cry is a world cry right now, universal cry. And the only way we can bring about solution is to do whatever little part we can do to make things easier for ourselves and to make our heart be more freer. And to do the right thing by our family and to do the right thing by the Creator who created us and you know, play a part in society, in the social time, the social life, you know. Life is short and I think people should spend more time, appreciate loving what is great and what is good about life, because life is so great. And, I advise people to travel and to meet people in different communities and different social aspects, you know, because that's how we're going to share knowledge and socialize more, so that people are not just over here saying, well, those people over there, and people are over there saying, well, those people over there. Because when you really check it out, it's just one human race and it's one people. And whatever the petty differences that divide us, we have to put those to the side and look forward, because without human beings loving themselves and loving one another, the earth is just going to be in a diasporatic state, and it will be more of a war and famine and violence. So right now human beings have to come to a state where they realize we have to become something that we've never been before. From the beginning, human beings have been destroying each other worse than animals destroy each other. So, you know, we have to be careful that we are not two-feeted animals and keeping the animals caged up when maybe we should have, you know, we should cage our mentality, because we are so intelligent and yet we're in such a state of chaos. And so it's up to the children of the future, the youths in the schools, to figure out and to wait to bring a end to wars that is claiming so many lives and destroying so much generations of hard work and building and so on and so forth, you know. And also, you know, when you have to bring someone down, you have to stoop to a low level. So it's not good. When you hurt someone else, you also hurt yourself. And as far as the backlash goes too, because, you know, so yeah, it's just not a good sense, and people are feeling a vibe. So we have to just be well in what we're doing and do what we're doing well and do everything with all the best hopes and the best wishes to one another, you know, because there's nothing keeping us down but ourselves. And whatever you want to do, you can do it. Whatever you want to achieve, you can do it. The only thing keeping you down is you. So if you want to move, you can move. If you want to make money, you can make money. If you want to live, you can live. If you want to die, you can die. So you just have to choose wisely. The definition of, yeah, man, it's a fullness. It's a fullness, you know. So yeah, I just wish all the fans and the reggae supporters and all the people in general, you know, reggae music is for regular people. So all the regular people, you know what I'm saying, whether you're rich or poor, whether you have long locks or short locks, I just want to say now, lots of love to the the Urban Reggae Zone and to all the people, you know. Yeah, man, cause that's what it's all about. That's what the culture started. That's what I learned as a youth, is to, you know, do well and wish others well too. Because the blessing is in giving and receiving. So I want to live, so therefore I know other people want to live. And so you have to just put yourself in other people's shoes and see how it feels sometimes, you know. Go on the other side of town and see what's going on. And, you know, try and spread some love and some understanding. Because most of the problems that we're having is misunderstanding and egos and, you know, different things. So we have to humble ourselves like children. Because life is so short right now, we can't live all your life angry or mad or at war or in poverty or, you know, in riches and gluttony. So sometimes you have to fast and don't eat. Sometimes you have to eat a lot. And sometimes you stand still and sometimes you have to walk a million miles. So you just have to keep a balance of everything in life. Like, you know, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's winter, sometimes it's spring. It's a different vibe, so you just have to move in according to that, but always keep a conscious vibe and be aware of others so that we don't add to the confusion that is already out of control, in a sense, you know. So yeah, man, now is redemption time. So I pray for redemption for I and myself and for everyone, you know, the human race. Pray that we just understand ourselves and figure out some good solutions fast so that we can, you know, more be aware of natural disasters and all the social wars that's going on and clashes come to an end, and we just, you know, really live up to our name as human beings with high intelligence. Yeah.
Blessed love.
Blessed love. Majesty.
Urban Reggae Zone. Episode number 90.
When I give thanks, you know, it's right now, in the moonlight. I got control in my heart, you know. Yeah. I love to the people, you know. Love to the people.
A little bit of love goes a long way. A little bit of love goes a long way.
Come from New Artist Radio presents the 2999 Artist Promotional Special. For more information, go to newartistradio.net. Tell them Rankin sent you,
right? Yeah, this is Junior Toots, Urban Reggae Zone, live with Rankin Screw. I know I'm in the place. You don't know this is no rat race. What me say? Open up the zone, I'm open up the zone. Yeah, the Urban Reggae Zone, live, yeah.
No big respect here, baby, because you don't know how you feel. You don't know. Big
love
respect
is all.
But you have to listen to it and touch it, don't know.
Oh, oh, but really if you come over, over and over. But really if you come over, over Ethiopia. Over and over. Check Salaman, then go a Lalabella and go check Julian. Go back up on the King's Highway with everyone. Cause in my father's house there are many mansions. No partiality, Jah love everyone. So study wisdom, knowledge, and you will overstand. The power of creation is in everyone. On earth, oh yeah, ready if you come over. Expose. That's why me hail the king before me touch the road. The burden on the children is a heavy load. Don't make no dollars, really don't make sense. Don't have no powers and don't have no strength. Can't pay no bill and can't pay no rent. Living like a dog in an apartment. Be ready if you come over. Over and over. Be ready if you come over. Ethiopia, over and over, over and over, over and over, over and over. I read the newspaper and I watch the news. I see the whole world is getting so confused. I wonder why the children don't know what to choose. Don't know where to turn and they're afraid to lose. Just have to watch the coach. Can't offer them approach, it's getting much too close. Can't live in land and can't live on the coast. Cause overpopulation is getting close. Be ready if you come over. Over and over. Be ready if you come over. Over Ethiopia. Check Salaman, then go a Lalabella and go check Julian. Go back up on the King's Highway with everyone. Cause in my father's house there are many mansions. No partiality, Jah love everyone. So study wisdom, knowledge, and you will overstand. The power of creation is in everyone. Ah, on earth, oh yeah. Be ready if you come over. Over and over. Ethiopia, over and over, over and over, over and over, over and over.
Yeah.
Tell me if you love it and you feel the vibes. Tell me if you love it.
Episode number 19 on New Artist Radio.
Ding 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 now. Ding 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 now. Why?
You've been trying, yes, you've been trying. A long time Babylon can hold me down. You've been trying, yes, you've been trying. A long time Babylon can hold me down. So long you've been selling us some fight. What a day when the dollar die. Babylon, you want to put you in for your head and cry. Oh, yeah. Misconception, false interpretation. Their understanding, that's what they been selling. Misconception. Them trying to kill our nation.
Here.
For so long, Babylon, you have a plan. Oh, forget to read all the I and I, the Rastaman. And don't you know, say we have to stand up strong. We stand firm in the midst of Armageddon. Don't you know, them are the open worm in our belly. The strength on we brain, we make we feel dizzy. Them put we under pressure, we make we lose the sanity. Yeah. Misconception, false interpretation. Their understanding, that's what they been selling. Misconception. What a illusion, dang. Why? No more misconception. You've been trying, yes, you've been trying. A long time Babylon can hold me down. You've been trying, yes, you've been trying. A long time Babylon can hold me down. Instead of making pure nuclear bomb, will you modify, clean up your pollution? But you're taking taxpayers' money, and I sell off your misconception. Misconception, false interpretation. Your understanding, that's what they've been selling. Misconception. Them come to kill our nation. Yeah.
Crucial You Production presents the solid, unbreakable tour with Ranking Screw, Mr. Majestic, Mancho, Crucial You Band featuring Sister Ginger, Alicia Strings, and much more. That's May 7th at Ashkenaz in Berkeley. Be there. For more information, call 510-525-5054. That's 510-525-5054.
Urban Reggae Zone. Episode
90.
Up and down, down, that's only half the truth. Travel on my mind, decision on the line. No time to play the fool, no. Here come a brand new day, and I've got a part to play. I left the farmer, plant the food, and send the children off to school today. Understand, I can try to run away. We got trouble. We got trouble. We got trouble. We got trouble. Trouble comes to town just like a clown top pat and dancing shoe. Trouble comes to town just like a clown, no one's a laughing. A brand new day, I've got a part to play. I left the farmer, plant the food, and send the children off to school today. We got trouble. We got trouble. We got trouble. We got trouble. Try to run away. We got trouble. We got trouble. We got trouble. We got trouble. Like a clown to bat and dance in shoes. Trouble come to town just like a clown, no one in a laughing mood, no. Here come a brand new day, I've got a part to play. I let the farmer plant the food and send the children off to school today. We got trouble. We got trouble.
Reggae Zone.
Episode number 19.
Mannerism.
Man, tell me no ramp nor plane, no. You know say man a travel from country. Oh, me be out free. And me no trouble nobody. So me no want nobody trouble me. Cause when me use them hungry, me baby mother face get ugly.
Where's it? Where them there? What am I doing? What am I doing?
Roadblock, tell your old soldiers and cop. Everything will pass, they must stop. Cut your roadblock from your city, car light, they must flash. The boy, they must spot, check a certain spot. Roadblock, me can't vote for lose me snatch. Business pop down, you know I flop, me flop. Roadblock, me not travel like no idiot. And me not take no check for me snatch. Cut your the boy, them up the road and them not joke. So make we stop at one shop, roll a drink and make a smoke. And me hear them all ask man for passport. Then stop a car and search back and find two last boat. Me no love see the judge and him long coat. And them a send police come stop man transport. What day ya me a travel and take a wrong road. And it cost me for dash with me transport. To roadblock, tell your boss soldiers I'm cop. Everything will pass, they must stop. Cut your roadblock from your city, your light, they must flash. The boy, they must spot, check a certain spot. Roadblock, make your vote for lose me snatch. Business pop, don't you know I flop, me flop. Roadblock, me not travel like no idiot. And me not take no check for me snatch. Yo, to the boy, them know the west are the best road. Them always I use it for your spot check road. So me between tell me if he take the next road. Me can't believe the boy, them round they are test road. So them create detour, so them a make road. And now know the people still no get road. A helicopter me a use up for the next load. Because some boy a drive past and I make no code. Say roadblock, tell your boss soldiers I'm cop. Everything will pass, them a stop. Cut your roadblock from your city, your light, them a flash. The boy, them a spot, check a certain spot. Roadblock, make your foot feel lose me such. Business pop, don't you know a flop, me flop. Roadblock, me not travel like no idiot. And me not take no check for me such. Yo, I want all the area and the boy, them stand up in there. Like them have something up and up in there. The ratty and the arm out and the tank up in there. And up a jail full of rich man up in there. Where they and me a travel pon the highway. Me care a move away like it won't fly away. I pray there was no one in my way. Me can't believe the boy them round the same way with roadblock. Tell you about soldiers and cop. Everything will pass, they must stop. Cut your roadblock from your city, car light, they must flash. The boy, they must spot, check a certain spot. Roadblock, me can't vote, feel lose me such. Business pop, don't you know a flop, me flap. Roadblock, me not travel like no idiot. And me not take no check for me such. Yo, cut your the boy, them up the road and them not joke. So make we stop at one shop, hold a drink and make a smoke. Come here, them all ask man to pass pool. Then stop a car and search him, I can find two last vote. Me no love see the judge and him long quote. And them a send police come stop man transport. What do you have me a travel and take a wrong road? And it cost me fi dash when me transport to roadblock. Tell you about soldiers and cop. Everything will pass, them a stop. Cut you a roadblock from your city car light, them a flash. The boy, them a spot, check a certain spot. Roadblock, me can't vote fi lose me such. Business pop, don't you know a flap, me flap. Roadblock, me not travel like no idiot. And me not take no check for me snatch. Yo man, I travel from country. Oh, with me luxury. And me no trouble nobody. So me no want nobody trouble me. Cause when me use them hungry, baby my da face get ugly. Alright, so they cut up. But I'm here to go flat. Me not pass over this out and free up. Free up! That's up, Prius.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Yeah, this is Sister Ginger, and you're listening to the Urban Reggae Zone with Rankin Screw
on New Artist Radio.
There's nothing else to do. I put my life in his hands.
New Artist Radio presents the 299 Artist Promotional Special. For more information, go to newartistradio.net. Tell them Rankin sent you, all right?
Episode number 19.
Sister Ginger with Live Up. Before that, you heard Mancho with Roadblock. You heard Majestic with We Got Trouble. Myself with Misconception. I want to thank Junior Toots for coming out to Urban Reggae Zone. Yo, we going to be having a blast down at Ashkenaz. Me, Mancho, Majestic, Ginger, Alicia Strings, Crucial Youth Band, and much more. We going to have a blast May 7th at Ashkenaz. Hope y'all come out. Full joy of the evening with us. Until then, I'd like to say to y'all, peace. I'm out of here. I'm going to leave you with Alicia Strings. May God bless y'all. Yeah, yeah.
Es una grita que va caminando. Es una grita en ese nubao. Oye, estás escuchando a Urban Reggae Zone. Soy su negrita Alicia Strings con su godfather Rankin's crew. Azúcar.
Woo 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 yeah. Woo 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 yeah. Woo. The old Georgia. Chase away all doubt and fear through the valleys and over mountain tops.
Ooh, yes.
Your everlasting love.
Solid Unbreakable Tour with Rankin's Crew, Mr. Majestic, Mancho, Crucial Youth Band featuring Sister Ginger, Alicia Strings, and much more. That's May 7th at Ashkenaz in Berkeley. Be there. For more information, call 510-525-5054. That's 510-525-5054.